Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into some fascinating real estate because today we're tackling the South Boston condo market. Got our listings, market reports, even some local blogs lined up. Should be a fun one.
Absolutely. Let's break it down.
So, got to start with the numbers, right?
Always a good place to begin.
South Boston condos for sale and rent tells us right now 108 condos are up for grabs.
Okay.
That's actually jumped up from 82 just back in September.
So inventory's climbing?
More options, you'd think, but then what happens to prices?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? This month's average list price is sitting at $1,024,500.
Whoa.
Now, hold on, don't go running for the hills just yet.
Right.
Remember those swanky waterfront places? They skew that average up.
Oh, speaking of which, those luxury units, we got to talk about those.
Definitely, can't miss those.
But got to stay grounded for now.
Right.
On the, shall we say, budget-friendlier side of things. We even spotted a listing for $415,000. Ah, yes, that one. You know, that listing really highlights the trade-offs you often see in South Boston.
How so?
Well, sure, $415,000 might sound tempting next to $1 million average, right?
Right.
But this place, it's a one-bedroom and a cozy 620 square feet at that.
Location, 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 as they say.
Exactly. That plays a huge role in affordability here.
So maybe less space, maybe not that dream location if you want a lower price tag. It makes you wonder, though, who's snapping up those $800,000, even $1 million condos?
Yeah, good question. So last year, 2022, the average South Boston condo sold for $785,000.
All right.
This year-over-year increase, even with inventory going up, tells me there's a particular type of buyer out there driving that demand.
Okay, so paint us a picture. Who are these buyers? What's their story?
Well, likely a mix. You've got your established professionals, think finance, tech, drawn to South Boston for that quick commute to downtown, the Seaport District.
Yep.
Some are probably families needing more space than, say, downtown, willing to pay a premium for those extra bedrooms.
Ah, and don't forget the empty nesters.
Right, right.
Downsizing from the big family home, but still wanting that vibrant Southie life.
Exactly. For them, it's less about square footage, more about amenities, lifestyle, being in the thick of it all.
And speaking of thick of it all, those luxury condos we glimpsed earlier, talk about living the high life.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for some serious real estate envy.
We're talking breathtaking harbor views, state-of-the-art gyms, maybe even a spa day for your pup.
Wow, a pet spa. That's next level.
Places like the Echelon Seaport, the McCollin Building, they're setting a whole new standard for luxury in Southie.
They definitely make a statement. But while they are a growing part of the market, it's important to keep in mind they're still a small piece of the overall inventory.
So we've got these luxury condos stealing the show, but I'd imagine for most buyers, it's about finding that sweet spot.
Absolutely. Finding that balance.
What you need, what you want, and what you can actually afford.
Exactly. And that's where really getting South Boston, the market, the nuances, that's key.
Yeah, because you've got this interesting mix, right?
Terribly.
You've got these brand new high-end developments, but then also classic Southie condos.
Right alongside each other.
Those brick buildings, maybe a little smaller, maybe need a little TLC.
Could use some updates, yeah.
But potentially way more attainable for a lot of buyers.
You hit the nail on the head, it opens up the market.
So are you trading a fancy lobby for more square footage?
Right. What are your priorities?
Maybe that park across the street is more valuable than a rooftop pool. It's interesting.
It's all about what matters to you. Lifestyle choices.
And speaking of choices, the rent versus buy dilemma?
Oh, the age-old question.
We saw those rental listings, and honestly, comparing those to condo prices, it's like, whoa.
It really makes you think twice, doesn't it?
Studios starting around $1,500, but then boom, three bedrooms, $3,600 more.
That monthly nut adds up fast.
No kidding. Makes that mortgage payment look a little more appealing.
Well, that's the trade-off, right?
Right.
Renting, it gives you flexibility, especially if you're not sure how long you're sticking around.
True. And no maintenance headaches.
Exactly. But then there's that equity you're not building.
The classic renting conundrum.
It all comes back to crunching those numbers, figuring out what works best for your situation.
For sure.
Home ownership, it's more than just equity, though.
Oh, absolutely.
It's that pride, that control over your space.
Making it your own.
And hey, potentially, you ride that wave of appreciation.
All right, so say you're ready to buy. How do you even start navigating these South Boston neighborhoods? Because it's not just one big thing, is it?
Not at all. Every pocket of South Boston has its own vibe.
Like its own personality.
Take the Seaport District, for instance. Our source is painted as this trendy, high-energy hub.
Lots of new development.
Exactly. Those luxury buildings, the waterfront, it's attracting a certain crowd.
Yeah, the young professionals, the work-hard, play-hard types, right?
We got it.
But then, just a stone's throw away, you've got the historic district.
Oh, the charm.
Cobblestone streets, those beautiful brownstones.
A little more laid back.
Definitely a different pace of life over there.
And that's what makes South Boston so interesting. It caters to a whole spectrum.
A little something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how you can walk a few blocks in South Boston and feel like you've entered a completely different neighborhood.
It's true. Each one has its own unique flavor.
You've got these modern buildings going up right next to those classic Southie triple-deckers. It's a trip.
A blend of old and new, that's for sure.
But it makes you wonder, with all this development, all these luxury condos, what's that doing to affordability in South Boston?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
And honestly, not just affordability, but the character of the neighborhood, too?
Exactly. It's a conversation happening in cities all over. Gentrification?
Right. These million-dollar condos, they attract a certain type of resident, certain businesses.
And it changes the landscape?
But what about the families who've called South Boston home for generations?
It's a tough situation. It's about finding that balance.
Because on one hand, you've got new development, potentially more jobs.
Revitalized areas, maybe some new parks, that kind of thing.
Right, new businesses popping up. It can bring a lot of energy.
But the flip side, you've got to consider those rising property values.
And what that means for longtime residents.
Exactly. Can they still afford to call South Boston home?
It's almost like the city's changing faster than people can keep up.
It can definitely feel that way.
So, anyone looking at buying in South Boston, it's not just about finding a great condo.
It's about understanding the bigger picture, for sure.
Thinking about the impact, even.
Absolutely. Are you contributing to a community that's inclusive? Or are you maybe unintentionally pushing others out?
It's a lot to consider.
It is. These are big questions, but important ones.
So much more to think about than just square footage and amenities.
It's about being informed, knowing the market, but also the community you're buying into.
Doing your homework, really digging deep.
Exactly. Talk to people, spend time in different neighborhoods, get a feel for the vibe.
Because at the end of the day, you're not just buying a property.
Right. You're buying a lifestyle, a community, a little slice of South Boston.
And that's a wrap on our South Boston condo market deep dive.
We covered a lot of ground today.
From crunching numbers to really thinking about the future of the neighborhood.
Hopefully everyone listening feels a little more equipped to navigate this market.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just dipping your toes in the water.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
So as you weigh your options, remember, it's not just about finding the perfect place. It's about finding the right fit.
Absolutely. The place that aligns with your goals, your lifestyle.
And your values.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into South Boston. And remember, happy house hunting.